Critical thinking is the key to success.
This is the second episode of Letters vs. Numbers, and I'm Anthony from Game Music for All.
And I'm Mr. B from Mr. B from my house. And
what about Nerdapalooza?
And Nerdapalooza, yes. Although, well, Nerdapalooza UK. And that more came from me.
You came up with that witty new name for the UK one?
I did. I sat down, I thought long and hard, and I was like, how can I make it my own? I'm just gifted.
Well,
that's how I came up with my rapper name. My surname begins with B, and I'm a boy, so I was like,
So if your last name started with a G, people might think you were a girl.
Mr. G? What?
Never
mind. Doesn't make sense. If it started with an E, then I could be like Mystery.
That's what I thought you were getting at when I first heard your name.
Really?
Yeah. Because they said, I was like, Mystery? Mr. B? Oh, I see what it's like a pun. But I guess it actually wasn't.
No, it was definitely a pun. I'm operating on so many levels. You fuckers don't even have a number for how many levels I have.
So it's there's just levels upon hardcore. Levels.
Yep, pretty much.
Well, the first song we played was Digital Solace by Depreciation Guild. That
was
what we opened with.
It was, and we both like that song.
Yes. It's an amazing album. The whole album's free from their website, InherGentleJaws.com, which is the name of the album.
Which I think is that's an erotic name for an album.
Yeah, we already had this discussion.
We did, damn it. This is, right, I was going to try and rein this back for a little while, but this is actually the third goddamn podcast, because we recorded a whole other one, and it was awesome, and then my computer ate it.
It was released into the ether. It's being broadcast to other dimensions.
To ghosts.
But
the ghosts are, like, getting their spook on.
Well, at
even
least
to our geeky sounds.
They finally get to hear some of the awesome new music.
I'm trying to think of a pun. I can't think of one. I was going to put ghoul into nerdcore, but I couldn't. Sorry. I'm usually good with puns.
We're worn out because of how witty we had to be in the first podcast.
We are. This is... You're seeing two people on... Well, hearing two people on the edge. If you can see me right now, I'm shaking. And naked.
They probably wouldn't want to see you.
They would. I'm a golden, shiny Adonis. Well, hairy. I suppose.
So if you replace golden with hairy?
Well, I can be both. Except
yeah,
I'm not golden.
You wouldn't really see the gold under all, until you get past the hair, though.
Well, this is true. Well, no, because it's not that hairy.
Oh, unless
I'm not blooming Wolverine. Got some sort of abominable snowman shit going on. I will show you. I'm going to post pictures of my belly, and it's slightly hairy, but not blooming Sasquatch style.
That's not a forest.
It's not. It's lush, though. Like a rainforest. I really want to grow my chest hair, right? So I can shave it into the shape of the bat symbol. If anyone were to do that, I would just flat out give them money. There'd be no sort of like handshake or anything. I'd just be like, here you go, here's 20 quid. You blatantly deserve that money for grooming your chest hair into the bat symbol.
Maybe people could donate money for you to get like hair growth treatment on your chest, and then you could get the bat symbol.
I would do that. If people want to donate money for that, I would do that. Right.
Forget much better causes.
What better causes? There are good causes, but at the end of the day, if somebody wants to grow the hair into the shape of a bat symbol, then just that is civilization. That has won everything.
So you think that's the next step in human evolution?
Yeah. Definitely, you could have, like, other symbols as well. The Superman symbol would be tricky. That would take a lot of chest hair.
Well, let's get into the next song. I think
yes, because there's no topping that.
The next song is from OC Remix by the artist McVath, who just recently returned after 4 years of not remixing any game music. And they just had an interview with him on there and everything. But we're going to play a classic track that's 7 years old now. And it's from Super Mario RPG. It's called Buki's Tango. Let's hear that now.
Here it comes. Thank you. that was that song that was introduced before from OC Remix. But the thing I wanted to say was, I can't believe that OC Remix is 7 years old. Or over 7 years old.
I'm not sure the exact age, but I know I found it in about 2001, and they already had, like, an insanely high amount of remixes at that time.
That's, like, ancient in internet language. Anything over 10 years is dead.
Yeah, that's several internet eras ago. That was before.
It is. What were the memes back then?
I don't think there were any.
Must have been some memes. Was it All Your Bass? Was All Your Bass plugging along at 7 years ago?
I have no idea. I didn't hear that till maybe like 2 years ago.
Come on. There's got to be a meme. No, I can't think of any.
Nothing.
If you can think of any, you should tell us, because we lose at interwebs history.
Yes, I won't remember most things past a month ago on the internet.
No, me neither.
Information
fast. It does. That's the world we live in. If you just stop, you'll get flat out left behind. It's a cruel, heartless world, and we will arm you with the tools to fight it.
I bet people don't even remember our first podcast by now.
Probably not. They'll be like, I've been listening to this, but I don't know for how long.
Wait,
but we can use that in our favor, though. Was it, I don't know. It was probably Emergency Pizza Party.
Probably.
Don't know. Quick, we need another song, so then we can pretend that we played that one first.
All right. What song should we play next? What do you want to bring the viewers or listeners?
I want to bring the listeners, Girl Joy.
All right.
Because yeah, we talked a little bit of smack about Girl Joy last time. Well, not so much smack as sort of uncomfortable lechery, but to make up for it, we're gonna play this punch you in the face song. This is Girl Joy with Smash.
Blue, purple, Barry, Barry. I hear it's amazing when the famous purple stuff word in Black Doll's face with the tuning fork does a raw blink on Harry Carey Rock. Harry Carey Rock. I need scissors. 61. I need scissors. 61. Black Doll's face with a tuning fork. Black Doll's face with a tuning fork. Famous purple. It's amazing. It's amazing. Purple Doll's black. It's amazing. It's amazing. With that star famous worm in face. Not a raw blink on Harry Carey.
To face me. Come back in a billion years.
Alright, that second song you heard was Scissor 61 by Magitech. And,
by Magitech.
And that song's for free too, right?
Yeah, they put out an album, I think, either late last year or early this year, called Distorting Reality for Better Perception. And as grand as the title is, the album rocks to match. It's like, I don't know, it's strange, is that album. It's like very experimental, but at the same time, it's catchy as hell. I'm a firm believer in the Magitech way.
The sound clip of the other song, I still don't know what game that's from. Is it from Metal Gear Solid?
It's not from Metal Gear Solid. You see, this is now going to become a meta podcast, because we're going to talk about the podcast that we did before. When we played this song last time, neither of us knew where it was from. But I now know where it's from.
Where is it? Is it from a fighting game like I thought?
It is from a fighting game like you allege you thought. It's from Evil Zone.
I have never heard of that game.
It's awesome. I used to have it. That's why I was sort of irritated from not knowing where it was from. But it was like, you know the guys who did the wrestling games and Rumble Roses?
Yeah.
It was like their first fighting game on the PlayStation, and I thought it rocked, but apparently it's faded into obscurity apart from in Magitech songs.
Well, that was a good clip.
Was a good clip. Speaking of clip, did you notice we played a sound clip at the beginning of the show?
I did, but I assume you're talking to the listeners.
Yeah. I was actually waiting for them to respond.
Well, you're gonna have to wait a couple of days, and then they'll email us probably. we'll sit silently until then.
Okay. La, 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 la. I can do, well, I was going to say I can do my taxes, but I have done mine.
Yeah, I did mine already as well.
It's a lot of fun. But, right, not because we're just not going to talk about taxes, folks. Don't worry. Don't worry. The sound clip at the beginning, there's going to be a sound clip at the end as well. If you can guess what both of them are from, if no one can guess both of them and someone guesses one of them, or I don't know, we haven't really worked out strict rules in particular, but you will get one of two prizes, and you can have them both. The first prize, you tell them what the first prize is, because I want to say what the second prize is.
Well, the first person to send in the answers to both of the sound clips to our email, letters versus, that's VS versus, so letters VS numbers podcast at gmail.com is our email address. And if you send an answer, the first person that sends it in will be mentioned on the podcast next week.
Yes, or, you know, we can, if it's an artist that wins it or something, we can give you a little plug and put your MySpace address in words and things. But the other prize is, if you get it right, if I ever meet you, I am honor bound and obligated and legally bound to kiss you. With, if you choose, tongue.
What will they choose?
It's a mystery. If you have a ring, I'll kiss that, but I'll be disappointed.
Will you kiss any other parts of their body, or just, is that it?
It depends on the situation, I suppose. I can see what you're getting at. You're trying to make this rude, and I like that. You'll do well for yourself, Anthony, from Game Music for All. But I'm not going to break any laws. If you whip your schlong out in the middle of, like, town centre, I'm probably not going to kiss it, to be fair.
So just exercise some responsibility on when and where and how you want Mr. B to kiss you.
Yes. I'm trusting you here. We mentioned our email earlier, and we're going to talk some more about that, but we're going to play a song first.
Yes.
Because that's how we roll.
So what song?
We are going to play Kirby. We're going to play Entertainment System. Do a sort of like punky metally version of the Kirby's Dream Land music. I don't know why I told you that, because you're about to find out. Goes on in my heart.
Well, then fit in your heart.
It's happy in my heart.
Well, Entertainment System, actually, two of their members left the band just yesterday. Well,
yes.
A couple days ago.
What?
A couple days ago, when this podcast will actually air, since we're recording on Wednesday, and they had their show Tuesday night, they had to say farewell to two of their old members. But they are bringing on two new members, so they shall keep on rocking.
That's what I like to hear. The legend lives on.
Yes.
Because, you know, I want to see the bands that we play live. And I want to see Entertainment System live, because I heard Vitesse it up somewhere. I might be thinking of someone else. Did we play live? Have I just dropped myself in it?
Well, wait, who are we talking about now?
Entertainment System.
Oh yes, they do play live.
Yes, actually you just mentioned that like minutes ago.
Yes.
I was confused by time after you were confused by time, except I did it on a smaller scale.
Alright. Well, anyway, they're also having a huge show in August on the East Coast of America, and it'll be them, Year 2000X, the Megas are traveling all the way across the country to play at their show. It's called 32-Bit Genocide. It's going to be one huge epic night of video game rock.
Hells yes. Not 8-bit. None of this plinky sort of pixelated shit. 32-bit.
Well, they already had the 8-bit Genocide, which was 2 years ago. Then last year was 16-bit Genocide. And now they've doubled it again.
What's going to happen after they do 128-bit?
I have no idea.
Blu-ray Genocide.
I think they haven't... Maybe they haven't even thought about that yet.
Well, they best start thinking. Oh, I'm going to shake my head, like, knowingly at them. They can't see, but I am.
Those crazy kids.
With their lack of foresight. Speaking of lack of foresight, we have excellent foresight because I put out a bulletin and we mentioned it on our PySpace. That if you send us emails, we will read them and respond to them. And yes. We got two.
I have not actually read these yet. Are they good?
Oh, well, they are epic. I'm going to read them in an epic voice. The first one is, you know, David Mercer?
I believe
associated
so.
With 8-Bit Bonanza?
Yes. He also runs Squish Squash Squad, I believe.
I joined that the other day, but I haven't started plugging them yet. Because that's what you're meant to do.
Yes.
You join Squish Squash Squad, and by promoting them, you promote the other artists, and they reward you by pushing your promotion, which I think is a cracking way to run a sort of loose affiliation of artists.
They really have their stuff together at Squish Squash Squad. Just... bunch of plugging away for everybody.
Hells yes, like a giant plug in the bathtub of life.
Sort of.
Anyway, yeah. Well, David Mercer had this to say. I suggest having the show about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and how the original is way cowabunga tubular, WTF. And the new one that just came out was Test Sucks. Oh, and I have the first two on VHS from when they first came out.
So
that was a whole email.
So I believe he's talking about the movies and not the games.
It doesn't say. I don't think it would be our place to assume anything, because our listeners, they are their own men and women. We can't put words in their mouth.
Well, I did like the first games, like. I like the first Ninja Turtles, the ones on NES, and then my favorite one is Turtles in Time for the Super Nintendo.
Do you remember when all arcades would essentially be Double Dragon, but with like different franchises of characters?
Yeah, or like they'd have Double Dragon, then they'd have Aliens, and they'd have Ninja Turtles and X-Men. It was all the same basic game, though.
It was, well, there was a Ninja Turtles one of them, and I liked that one. So, but doing a whole show about Ninja Turtles, could we do it?
I think we could do one sometime, but I don't think it would. We could make a whole podcast about why certain ones are good and certain ones suck.
That would be very niche. That would only cater to a specific group. Although we could have done it if we go back in time and do it when the movie was out.
Yes, but I think that would fall into the same realm as the Spyro podcast about how the first Spyros were great and the new ones suck.
That is, you could do it like a split EP, but with podcasts, like half Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, half Spyro. It wasn't called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in England, because apparently Ninja was violent. It was called Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
Yeah, I actually heard about that, and that was very strange.
And for a while in England, it was illegal to make nunchucks.
I see.
Nunchukus. And now you know.
So have ninja laws become more lenient in recent times? Have they eased up?
Well, the ninjas have excellent lobbyists.
Well,
that's all I can say, I guess. You hardly even know they're there.
So
they just whisper like, "Do this," and the politicians are like, "Yeah."
Because I imagine like other games that have ninja in the title also ended up being hero, like Hero Gaiden. And...
That was the only one I could think of too. Hero Scroll for the enemy. I don't know. I do know that we had another email from your favourite and mine, Dan Plus Ad.
Yes.
Who apparently wasn't scared away about our slightly stalkerish behaviour in the last podcast. And he emailed us a haiku, which I am going to sing. Letters and numbers in eternal fisticuffs. Good odds on numbers.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
You should make that a song. Or someone should make that a song.
I think it's good as is. I think that'll do. Maybe someone beatboxing behind it.
Dan Plus Ad, if you're listening, record that. Just say that. And we'll play it.
We will. We'll make a whole podcast around it. We'll analyze what motivated each word. And, I understand that you might have been musically sort of spent by my singing just now, and, you know, nothing is ever going to come close, but I have something that might drown radio. Doc Popular has brought out a new album. What's it called?
It's called Me Geek Pretty One Day.
I like that. It just sounds sort of disjointed and sweet.
Sounds very optimistic to me.
It does. You should optimistically buy the album, because it's really good.
Yes, it has all kinds of...
Yes.
He's all over the place, but in a good way. He plays some awesome chiptunes, nerd rock, like, everything.
That fucker can do whatever the hell he wants, pretty much. And apparently what he wants to do is write songs about lolcats taking over the world. Enjoy.
Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow, motherfucker.
The world is under attack by LOL cats with gats. Sea lions with tech nines have us running for our lives. It's raining bullets from the skies. Right before my eyes are saying, take us to your leader. We can have a cheeseburger with fries. Nothing can stop us, cause we had nine lives. It's true, and I don't know about you, but I'm planning and panicking, cause there's nothing we can do. Now I cry on the inside, and dogs are useless, cause they can't learn new tricks. My dog is so old, he does commercials from useless, but I digress. Someone send an SOS. I'm rolling on the floor in a fight to the death. Come on. Water gun, or I mean, even a spray bottle, or a rolled up newspaper, or something. Here, take this. Wait, what's this? It's what is this? Did you give me catnip? Why would you give me catnip? That is the worst thing that you could give me right now. You know, I know. I'm sorry. L A.
Andrew Lloyd Webber for president. His newest Broadway play is called Humans. I liked it better than Cats. I'd see it again and again. And I don't understand why the law cats attacked us. Not considered being pets. Now we call them our masters. And they're laughing as they're hacking MySpace and Twitter. Posting pictures on Flickr. Making fun of our vernacular. Vernacular.
Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, please.
I promise not to run if you take off this leash. There's nowhere left to run. Nowhere to retreat. Nom, nom, nom. And now there's nothing left to eat.
El Gato, Kielo Cheeseburger. Oh, no. Please give me number one. Cats conquer the earth. The humans on the run. El Gato, Kielo Cheeseburger. Oh, nose. We're on a path to El Operator. Please give me number one. Cats conquer the earth. Cats, the humans cats, on the run. Run.
That was Drown Radio with Lowell Cats. There's actually going to be a remix of that song on one of the upcoming GM4A compilations as well.
Is it?
Yes.
You don't tell me anything.
I don't tell anyone anything.
I thought we were partners in crime. I thought we were young punks with something to prove together in Butch and Cassidy kind of way. The Jesse and James, just like any Team Rocket team.
Well, you thought wrong. Trying to break the news to you in front of all these people.
Way to just ruin everything. And well, from Game Music for All.
Well, moving on, we have news to tell, sort of.
We do! Well, to tell again, damn it.
Yeah, this news is probably old now. We're a day behind.
Although we do have something that happened today that, well, it's not really news because it's going to be me talking smack. But, yes, save the news. Save the news.
All right. Well, well, there's not really much. The Megas have started their own new podcast, coincidentally, just last week, like we did. They actually have episode 2 up already now, so they're ahead of us.
What?
Already winning.
I will crush them. Well, wait, how many episodes have they got?
They just came out with their second, like, today.
That's not fair, because we could have had 3 out today.
That's
God
true.
Damn computer. But what, is it like video game Rocky stuff?
It's mostly just them talking. So, I don't know if they played any music. I haven't got a chance to listen to their second episode yet. But I heard their first episode, and that's where I heard the news of that guy rowboating across the Atlantic.
I should rowboat across the Atlantic.
Can you make it?
I don't know. Can that guy make it?
Well,
that seems like a really stupid task.
Well, I think
I hate that guy.
I don't think he'd be on the news if he didn't make it all the way across.
He might, for trying something so ridiculously stupid. Rowboat across the Atlantic. It'll probably cost him more money than getting a plane.
When he
factors in like food and survival equipment.
Well, like
it's ridiculous.
If you're a reporter, would you cover news that he's leaving? Like, that's not news. Any crazy person can set sail. But, like, you actually have to know what you're doing to make it. So, like, it's like, hey, everybody, I'm sailing across the Atlantic. Whatever. Tell us when you get there. That's news.
I'm gonna just put this to test now. I, Mr. B, plan on... No, I'm not going to plan that because it's stupid. I'm going to get a speedboat, right? And I'm going to catch up to him. And I'm just going to bully him. I'm going to jump in his speedboat and break his oar.
So you're just going to grab it and, like, speed off?
No. I'm going to... Because in my head, I'm taller than him because he's dumb. I'm going to hold it above him and then have my hand on the head, his head, in, like, that, like, jerk, you can't get this no pose. And then I'm going to snap it. And then I'm going to jump in my speedboat and I'm going to have a pile of sand already there and I'm going to kick it in his face.
I just imagine him, like, he's... Like, very calm seas, he's whistling as he rows, and then you just speed up to him and, like, stop alongside him. It's like, oh, have you come to lend me moral support? Whatever.
It all happens in the space of, like, 30 seconds. He's just like, what? What just happened? I have no awe now.
After he's been alone by himself at sea for, like, 2 months.
He's like, people suck. Is this what I'm missing? I'm gonna stay here. Good, stupid jerk. Rowboat across the Atlantic.
You should probably try to rowboat to Florida and get to Nerdapalooza.
I should, actually. Although if I have a speedboat, I'm gonna speedboat over.
Well,
no, I'm gonna do some. I'm gonna fool everyone into thinking that I have this like massive fear of flying. Right. Stay with me on this one.
All right.
And for charity, I'm going to say, you know, I'm really scared of flying. I don't like flying and all of this. But for charity, if you sponsor me, I will fly to the across the Atlantic to Florida. And, you know, while I'm there, I'll catch Nerdapalooza. And then people will be like, oh, what a brave soul. And, like, while I'm on the plane, I'll be shivering and stuff and shaking and wetting myself. And then get off the plane and just sort of nonchalantly grab the check, cash it, buy everyone a drink at Nerdapalooza, and be like, ha ha ha.
You should also say you have a fear of nerd music, and then maybe someone will buy you tickets to Nerdapalooza as well.
Yeah, I could say, what else? I have a fear of beer.
Ice cream, cake.
I'm scared of ice cream. It's... No, keep it away. No, okay. If you give money to charity, I'll eat it. Nom, 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 nom. Oh, I'm facing my fears. Oh, I quite like it now. It's immersion therapy. But the sponsorship deal says I have to finish it all. So I will do that.
It's like you have to man up and finish a whole bowl of ice cream.
I'll do it again if you like. Other news that isn't really news is that Rhyme Torrents went down today. NerdcoreHipHop.org crashed.
I was actually going to go on there and post complaining about how our last podcast erased, and it was down. Yes,
it was. But the reason we mention this is because we take full responsibility.
We
crashed their server.
We think our epic podcast ruined everything over there.
It did, because, you know, we plugged some people, and they go on Rhyme Torrents, so people, like, you know, eagerly Googled them, go, oh, if the letters versus numbers dudes like this, it must be good. And just the sheer rush of people killed it.
Yes.
We'll have to resurrect them. And speaking of resurrection, and then by proxy undead, and then by something else that isn't a zombie is a vampire, we're going to play a song by year 200X.
Yes, there you go. Now you've got
it. There I go. I got there. That was the best link ever.
Alright, the second song we played was Mega Man 2 Woodman's theme from Temptown Solutions. That's from his album Now You're Playing with Power 6.
Power. We just hit you with like double ridiculously awesome rock.
Yes.
If you still have a face, then you can join our army.
It's U2000X and Temptown Solutions, some of the greatest rocking bands known to Earth.
and its outlying planets.
Yes. If it's if we're broadcasting to other planets, they know epic rock as well.
They do. They got to hear the second podcast and heard it the first time around.
And U2000X, Tim and Tony from U2000X, they used to have a podcast, which was probably 10 times better than the one we're doing right now. But
they were intimidated by our ascension.
They saw it coming, so they said, we better get out now.
The writing was on the wall. Just you wait. All your favorite podcasts are going to go down, and you're not even going to care. Right, this is a little too much testosterone. You need to chill out, I think. Chill out track?
Actually, before that, I wanted to mention that Z from Hipster Please, he actually mentioned our podcast as well.
Did he?
Yeah, on his website, hipsterplease.com.
Hee, I'm famous now.
So we're getting.
I can check that out now.
We're getting all the nerdy press.
Hells yes, and we were on. It's down now, but we were on the Nerdapalooza one.
Yeah, we're on Nerdapalooza, and we were on Live Torrents. We were mentioned on there.
Yes, although we sort of cheated a little bit.
Yeah. But
we posted that ourselves.
I also want to mention real quick that we just played the Temptown Solution song, and he just came out with, he just remastered and re-released a really old album. I think it's like 9 years old. It's called Xylox. It's a massive, like, beautiful chiptune album, and people go download that from, I think, Tupaz is hosting it, the net label Paws, which is spelled
I know that one.
Yeah. And
which is spelled what?
It's spelled I, like, you know, like a beat, like pause on a VCR or a DVD player.
Ah, that's clever. I like that.
Which
I like
is
that a lot.
An amazing, like, net label. They have some of the best chiptune albums ever created.
Oh, I don't know. That's saying something. I mean, I've got my UK chiptune posse representing Nerdapalooza what.
Well, I think
maybe rolling.
But also, I wanted to, because I keep going off on tangents, but speaking of net labels, I wanted to mention Pterodactyl Squad, which is
they rock.
Run by folks in the UK as well.
Yes, Jeff, it is.
From Spears of Chaos and Game Wave Podcast, another amazing podcast that are like up to like 40-something episodes now.
God damn it. Yeah, Spheres of Chaos put an album out, not so recently as for this to really count as news, but they do have a new album that I checked out recently, because I might try book them.
Yeah,
they
were our band of the month on Game Music for All for March, too, because they're so epic. And they actually have, Spheres of Chaos actually have a song on one of our GM4A compilations as well.
Which one?
It's a remix of one of their songs with Project Zero.
Awesome.
And I heard a bit of it. It sounds like epic rock, rap, epicness.
When that compilation drops, we'll have to do a show about it.
Definitely. I demand it.
Well, you don't need to demand it. We can just do it.
Oh, yeah. I have some sort of, I guess, leeway with what I can do.
We'll make one, and you'll be like, I'm not going to host that. It's not the one I wanted to make.
I'm not uploading that.
That sucked. Well, yeah, we're actually on like 12 podcasts, but he hates them all, and he beats me.
Upon your name, presentable in windows, it's the same to to ask a question. This question. What's a last question that makes us tense, or this, or that, 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 or that.
Well, that was the song Windows by the Flight Orchestra.
Ow.
And what you hear now in the background is Mr. B quietly weeping. All right, we're back on.
We played a song, and we have to go now.
Yes.
Because I need to make some phone calls. I'm gonna... I don't know. I needed to have a bit cry after being physically humiliated. But don't worry, because we're going to leave you in some very capable hands.
Yes, this is an amazing song that Mr. B showed me a couple days ago, and we had to play it on the show.
We did. It is in keeping with my theme of just massively worshipping Emergency Pizza Party, although it's not an Emergency Pizza Party track. It is a Betty Rebel track.
Because everyone from Emergency Pizza Party are very capable and amazing folks, even individually.
they can rock mics and rock them correctly. Anyway, really, really like this song. This is called Monsters. It's by Betty Rebel. We have been Letters vs. Numbers. And remember to listen out for the clip at the end.
Yes, and if you
I haven't actually decided which one to play yet, but you won't realise that because it'll come in seamlessly afterwards.
It'll sound very professional.
It will. We're very professional.
Well, that's right,
Yep, thanks for having us. Bish bash bosh, we're out.
I know that we do exist, and from what now that's something a little bit more curious. It will be my guess how it all came to this. Will remain a secret here on life's premises. Remember, this is my life at stake, and why the fuck would you crucify me over one mistake? You will be the one who can right this wrong I create. All these risks of mine will be blood by daybreak. So I don't know if I can take the monsters in my head. The silence claiming to me that my mind is already dead. And with this road of broken promises that lie ahead, it's not the drowning that scares me, but the brush right there instead. Memories of you are all I'm trying to shed, but the bruises you left on my heart are turning red. I'm stitching the pieces together with a needle and thread on a day with death, but it's your madness I will wed. They say to scatter your dreams on your pillow at night and try to sleep away the screams of the daylight. You can't give in to this crazy self-ridicule, cause this is your world and you're the ruler of fools. Tonight I will take a look into the sky and the energy as the planets collide. Forget me not, the pain about a love inside, cause on the wings of this universe our souls will glide. I'm looking in front of me at a glass that is not empty, but a top full of crappy laughter and empathy. And while I'm screaming this bloody murder symphony, you'll be wishing you were here holding me. Cause our time will keep on ticking into a sound that makes my expression of love seem oddly profound. The mind is too blind to see it in a crowd, but when you're alone, the truth screams at you unbound. And I will take the chance on someone else, a leap of faith that puts my self-reliance back up on the shelf. Maybe you can see through all of your pain. It won't kill your shame, it will save my heart from being slain. And you will figure out this life's quest. Maybe then you will stop being obsessed with my soul's love I was only trying to express. Until then, this death will put your soul at rest. I still don't know if I can take these monsters in my head. The silence screaming to me, the mind is already dead. I'm weaker than I look, cause I thought I heard what's actually said. On the night alone with my fears wrapped around my head. I'm suffocating my mind from your lies. I'm being fed like holding hands with Lucifer. Into the night I'm being led. Memories of your assault I'm trying to shed. But the bruises you left on my heart are bleeding red. To scatter your dreams on your pillow at night and try to sleep away the screams of the daylight. You can't give in to this crazy self-ridicule, cause this is your world and you're the ruler of fools. Tonight I will take a look into the sky and raise the energy as the planets collide. Forget me not, the pain about a love inside, cause on the wings of this universe our souls will glide. This can't remain some kind of untold history. I will make it up to you through disposable destiny. We will be reborn under different identities, but through all the misery our souls will remain free. Forever my heart will remain planetary, and we can only hope our fight for romantic tragedy will crash and burn into this galaxy, so I can be a part of the celestial body. This violence in my head will end life's test, a journey that will leave my soul being possessed. And this pulsating fear I have of your darkness won't disappear until I rip your heart from your chest. Cut open the wounds that I've tried to hide, spread out my guts so that I can say goodbye. Pay my respects to a happy time, then hold your head underwater and watch as you die. Though I don't know if I can take the monsters in my head, the silence claiming to me that my mind is already dead. And with this road of broken promises that lie ahead, it's not the drowning that scares me, but the brush right there instead. Memories of you are all I'm trying to shed, but the bruises you left on my heart are turning red. I'm stitching the pieces together with a needle and thread on a day with death, but it's your madness I will wed. They say to scatter your dreams on your pillow at night and try to sleep away the screams of the daylight. You can't give in to this crazy self-ridicule, cause this is your world and you're the ruler of fools. Tonight I will take a look into the sky and raise the energy as the planets collide. Forget me not, the pain about a love inside, cause on the wings of this universe our souls will glide.
He's from England, male, a bad guy. He leads a destructive life. He stole a magic sword, Shahal, from an antique shop. He's very wicked.